بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to this chapter, Mujahada in the path of Allah Ta'ala, to make effort. Mujahada in jihad may be defined as exerting oneself to the utmost in opposing the enemy. That is, a person must make effort, and he must make the effort to the utmost. That is what is called jihad and mujahada. And in opposing the enemy, it comprises three categories. There are three categories of enemies that we are facing. Opposing the outward enemy, that is the kuffar, non-believers, and in which is included, even if Muslims do anything wrong, then we should oppose that also. Many times, many wrong things are happening at weddings, etc., in our lifestyles, etc., our dressing, to oppose that. That is the mujahada a person should make. Second, opposing shaitan. Shaitan is always attacking us, and we must oppose him. If we lie flat, we lie down, shaitan will run over us. And we must be aware of the fact that shaitan is our enemy. If we have got any enemy and we don't do anything about defending ourselves, we just sitting like sitting ducks, what will happen to us? And shaitan is a worse enemy than all other enemies also. Other enemies we can see, shaitan we can't see. Other enemies may attack us now and then. Shaitan is all the time behind us. So how much mustn't we be aware? But unfortunately, we are like in total unmindfulness. Even in namaz we are, and shaitan is attacking us. And our thoughts go stray all the time. No concentration in namaz, because we are not prepared to fight shaitan and the wasawis that he's putting. So even our namaz's quality is very, very low. And opposing the carnal self, and to oppose our nafs. Nafs, Allah Ta'ala says, nafs is ammara bisu. Amara bisu, that one who commands with evil. Ammara, continuously and very gravely, seriously. Nafs is always telling us to do evil. And we are totally unaware. The shaitan is an outside enemy. Nafs is an inside enemy. And it is always attacking us. And we don't even, we are not aware of the attacks of nafs. So how are we going to save ourselves? That is why our dini condition is so pitiable. Our dunya's condition, we are on the watch for crooks, etc. We take all our security measures, etc. What security measures do we take? And in fact, yeah, we must not be on the defensive against shaitan and nafs, but we must be on the offensive. And the best defense is offense. If you fight the opposite party, they won't think of coming to you. When we are not doing anything, then they come and attack us. So the best defense is offense. And our nafs and shaitan, we must be always aware of them and fight them. And also similarly, the outward enemies, the kuffar who are attacking us, they planning 24 hours while we are unfortunately fast asleep. We don't think of anything. We should be aware, and not only aware, this chapter, Mujahada, teaches us, we must use our utmost efforts in fighting them. It is sometimes also used to describe opposition to flagrant sinners. Even the people who are sinning. For example, we see there's a wedding in the family. We know how many wrong things are being done before the wedding. How many parties, what terrible parties are being held by people today, Muslim people. It's our duty to fight against that. But we all just keep quiet. And even worse, we become part of those parties. And the wedding itself, we know how sadly it is. It can, then they put it on the internet. Muslim people going to make, having nikah also, and in the chapel, in the church. And then having the church function also. A priest also solemnizing that marriage. And this is of Muslim people, who both parties, husband and wife, are Muslims, not reversed. All this. And the family people taking part in all this. And a Maulana going to make the nikah in the church. All these terrible things, we don't oppose it. We are falling prey to all this. And we are getting completely destroyed by all this. Opposing shaitan means to resist his prompting and evil temptations. And we must be one on top of shaitan, not wait till he comes to us. And our du'as, at least that we read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. When we leave home, we should be making our du'as. When we start our car and start driving, we should make du'as. Otherwise, shaitan is everywhere and he puts temptations in front of us in every way. How many a person leaves home to come to the masjid, but shaitan puts some temptation and he lands up somewhere else. Instead of the masjid, he's gone somewhere else. So we should be always apprehensive and guard ourselves and fight shaitan. It is sometimes also used to describe opposition to flagrant sinners. Opposing shaitan means to resist his prompting and evil temptations. Opposing the carnal self comprises learning the injunctions of Islam, then practicing upon them, and finally teaching them to others. To fight our nafs, which is also telling us to do evil. More than that, and that is that we are not on the defense, but that we are on the offense. We go and learn our deen. And to learn deen is not only for the maktab small children. It is not only for those who are becoming alims. For all of us, we must be learning our deen. And we should be increasing our knowledge of deen all the time. Not only it's not limited, it's to learn knowledge of deen for everyone. It is from the cradle to the grave. We should be students of deen and learn deen. And understand, for example, how shaitan attacks us, how nafs attacks us. And if we don't, shaitan and nafs will bring temptations to us in the form of deen. In various forms. For example, shaitan mislead so many people that instead of coming for namaz, farz namaz to the masjid, he will tell them to do some other deeni work. Read Quran Sharif. He'll be reading Quran Sharif at home, thinking I'm doing a good pious deed, but he's doing at that time a very great wrong. It's farz now to come to the masjid and make namaz with jamaat. Sometimes we are in the masjid, jamaat is standing up, and we are carrying on still reading Quran Sharif. When namaz stands up, now even our Quran Sharif we must stop, and we must join the jamaat. So shaitan comes even in deeni guises. We are not only in other gunas temptation, but even in the temptation of deen, shaitan comes to us. And he misleads us in so many different ways. So we have to learn about how he attacks us also. And after the learning, then we must practice upon that also. It's not enough to learn. The object of learning is to practice upon that. We should practice on the knowledge that we have got, and on the day of Qiyamah, we won't be asked how much of Islamic education we acquired. We will be asked how much did you make amal in the knowledge you had. And if we go and see, that will be one of the most serious questions. Because all of us, we have got so much knowledge of deen, and compared to that, our amal is very, very little. Who of us haven't got the knowledge of making a perfect namaz? But our namazes are so lacking. And thousands of people who are not making namaz, yeah, in our locality, or in the whole world, millions and billions, they all have got the knowledge that namaz is for us. But they're not making amal on that. So who doesn't know it is haram to look at strange women? We got that knowledge. But how many of us, we flagrantly abuse that law and we do all haram. So So to make amal upon it, and then finally to teach it to others. Today we don't even teach deen. The actual method of for grown-ups to learn and teach deen, men should learn it in the masjid and go home and teach their wives and teach their families. If we have to think, I may be married for 50 years. What did I teach my wife about deen? I want her to cook for her. I want her to prepare meals. I satisfy myself with her, everything. But did I teach her one word of deen? Our children, do we ever sit with them and that we teach them deen? So that is, we have to teach deen, and this is for everyone. It isn't enough for a few maulanas to teach in the maktab, or a few maulanas to teach in a darul ulum. The whole ummah should be teaching also. Opposing the disbelievers and flagrant sinners entails confronting them physically, verbally, or by deliberation and mental planning. When the non-believers attack Islam, we should fight that also. And when Muslim people are doing wrong, and Muslim people are attacking Islam in the guise of deen, then we should oppose that, confront them, and we should confront them. It comes in the hadith, Man ra'a minkum munkaran, anyone who sees any wrong being done. And man ra'a, anyone, not only the ulama, anyone who sees somebody doing wrong, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. First he should do it physically. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ. And if he can't, then he should at least speak out against it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ. Then he should use his heart to make dua against that wrong that is being done. But today we all join in the wrong. And even ulama sit in the wrong places. Weddings which are taking place, and the music that is carrying on there, and the intermingling of the sexes, all that is happening, photos are being taken, and we all just part and parcel of it. Whereas our duty was not only to work against it, but to use our utmost effort to oppose it. And that should be done physically, if not, then verbally, and if not, then by our heart. We plan, we think how we can stop all the haram that is happening. So that is our duty. And in spite of all this, we are not doing it, and we still regard ourselves as good Muslims. To be a good Muslim, we are good Muslim, we are far from it. And we expect all the ni'mats of Jannah, and we don't think how much we are breaking the laws of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq to understand, appreciate our deen, and remember we have to die and we have to go in our qabr. Life is not only of this dunya. Real life is of the akhirat, where we will be permanently. There the enjoyments are so great we cannot imagine. The punishment and adab is also so terrible, that also we cannot imagine. And each one of us are going there. And there we will have to face the consequences forever and ever. Dunya's life is very short. 60, 70 years, that life is eternal forever and ever. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.